Here's a weekend cultural note. If you find yourself in Portland, Oregon, and looking for something to do, NPR's Art Silverman suggests the 17th annual Portland Polka Party.
Yes, Polka Party 2002. And yes, that is the band Polkaside playing their song Wiener Dog. You probably want to hear a bit more of that music to whet your appetite for tomorrow's big event. Three polka bands, contest, polka videos, and other entertainment on tap Saturday night for the big event. The people behind it include Ted Eugenis, who says he and his friends created the Polka Party as an antidote to social events they'd grown to detest.
We basically started it because we were bored of going to parties in the mid-80s where people were standing around dressed in black, not smiling, not dancing. And we found polka as the vehicle to really express some happiness and share the joy of going to a party and actually meeting people you don't know and dancing a little bit and intermingling.
Over the years, the event has grown. Last year, more than 300 people showed up. Ted Eugenis says polka appeals to people who like music with an edge, but without the anger.
Polka has a lot of the same elements as punk.
The difference, people smile doing the polka. Eugenis and his pals have learned a lot about the dance over the years. And although they've taken liberties, they understand its traditions, and they know the many styles of polka.
Chicago basically has a lot of Polish style, like Eddie Blazonczyk. He does a Polish style. There's a Chicago push style, which is a little bit faster. There's a Cleveland style, which is more Slovenian-based, which is very fast. They have a Pennsylvania style. I'm not an expert on polkas. I know a little bit about them. I prefer the Cleveland style and the Chicago push style because it's fast.
At the Portland Polka Party, guests will be rewarded by how unhip they are. Eugenis says they have nothing to lose, but they're cool.
For example, if you're dressed in black, you pay $16 to get into the party, $15.99. It's like double or triple the price. If you're dressed normally in regular street clothes, say jeans and a t-shirt, you're going to pay $8.99. If you have a bowling shirt on or something that's colorful, you get in for, I think, $5.99 this year.
Ted Eugenis. The 17th annual Portland Polka Party starts at 7:30 p.m. tomorrow and is scheduled to last until midnight at Norse Hall. This is Art Silverman, NPR News.